Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon on this snowy afternoon here in northeastern Ohio. Welcome to Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. Be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220. The Word, I hope you'll be able to stick with us here. And depending on where you're at, the roads are fine or the roads are horrible. It's just kind of one of those things. If you've been around here in the area any length of time, you understand that. I was coming up 77 up from Richfield today, and the roads were fine down there in Richfield and Brecksville. But as I got up in the north of Wallings Road and getting up closer to Pleasant Valley, they were getting progressively worse. The weather had a lot of snow coming down, a little fine snow, and a little bit of sleet mixed in a couple of times. And I had a car spun off the road just a few minutes before I got there on 77 North, just around Pleasant Valley. And it was fortunately in the shoulder, but it was facing us all as we went by. And so stuff was really slowing down right through there. And then the exit ramp coming here to the studio here in Independence was, not the greatest. It's been better when I've gone down it, but it's wintertime. It's January. So if you got to be out on the road, depending on where you're at, you might want to be careful. It can change fast. And I remember when this was coming in last night, rain, and then it turned over to mixed snow and rain, and then wet snow, and then just snow. And so it's coming down. But thankfully, we're not going through what they're going through out in California. If you've watched and seen what's going on out there, huge amounts of snow in the mountains, huge amounts of rain. L.A. looks like it's an inland sea in some places, it seemed like. And in other places, a lot of mudslides. And there's been a number of people who have died in the flooding. And so do pray for the people that are out there. For the moment, we're going to look at a couple of things in the Bible. Also, we are live. I don't have any guests today. A couple of things I was going to touch on, but we do have open phone lines. If you want to give a call, if you got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, our phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'd love to talk to you today. But in the meanwhile, let's open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. We do pray that you would just watch over those that have to travel on the roads, keep people safe, Lord. We just pray that you would bless now with the program, help us to point people that are searching to Christ, help us to encourage believers in their walk with you. And Lord, we just pray that in all things that we could be a blessing and lift up and glorify Christ. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As I said, I'm Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. I want to invite you to come out to our Bible study tonight if you're not doing anything this evening. Our Bible study from 7 to 9 o'clock at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. We are located in, obviously, Richfield, and we are right near where 77 and 271 meet on Wheatley Road. There's a little shopping plaza right there, and we're in a little storefront there. And I sometimes forget, you know, because we spent so many years in a hotel further north in Richfield, but now we're further south in Richfield. Actually, in center, more center. In Richfield, I think, a little bit, center. But we're located at 4174 Wheatley Road, and we're in Suite 200. And so you can come out. If you're not doing anything tonight, we'd love to have you visit. And also, of course, our regular services will be there on Sunday morning. And Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, I'm currently preaching through the book of the Gospel of John, I should say. And then on Sunday nights, I'm preaching through the book of Proverbs. And of course, on Friday night during our Bible study. It is a, it's kind of an informal, whatever questions you bring, that's what we talk about. And sometimes we'll have a couple things that we'll hit that's dealing with what's happening in the news and in the world. And sometimes we'll just concentrate solely on things in the scriptures, and sometimes a mix of things, and all things trying to develop a biblical worldview. So we hope to see you out there. I want to also thank Pastor Lutz, his good program before. It's always a good lead in there, and certainly good to hear when a believer, somebody you know, is born again, goes to be with the Lord. You say, well, Pastor, isn't that sad? Well, it's sad because we miss. I was telling Pastor Lutz, I say, it's like, remember when you used to go to the airport, and some of you can remember this, you would go down actually to the gate where people would actually get on the airplane. Can't do that since, last 21 years or so. You haven't been able to do that 22 years. And when you would go to the gate, you could watch people go down, and they would hand their get their tickets checked. They go down the little walkway, and they get into the airplane, and they go and sit. Sometimes they'd be sitting so they you could see them out the window, and they would close the door to the aircraft, and the gate would be retracted, and then you'd see that airplane start to move off away from the gate, and you're waving through the window at somebody who's getting ready to head off, and wherever they're going, you know you missed them, but you know you're going to see them again. And so that's what it is. It's what it's like when you lose a fellow believer. You're going to miss them, but you know you're going to see him again. And if you know Christ as your Savior, then you know where you're going, and you know that you'll see that person again as well. So anyway, I encourage people, and again, thanks, Pastor Lutz, for reminding us of that, that you need to be born again, and that you need to have that certainty so that you know where you're going, and also those you leave behind, your loved ones, will know where you're going and know that they can see you again too. They know Christ as their Savior. Well, I wanted to get into a couple of things here today, and I've been caught between a couple of things, actually several things, but just coming up listening to the news, and I just have to touch on something here. And before I do that, I remind you, check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can find out more about me, about the radio program, about our church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church. Listen to past programs. You can listen to our Sunday night programs there. Read a number of articles there, a number of things. You can find out what social media we're on, all at livewithpastoral.com. So check that out, and hopefully it'll be a blessing to you. Well, as I was saying, I was coming up, I was listening on the news, and the other day we had the news come out that some classified materials turned up at a location that occupied at one point by Joe Biden. And if you recall, when they found some materials down at Mar-a-Lago, they had a raid. They knew the materials were there because they had gone down and did some kind of look for whatever they were doing. I forget the exact particulars, but they said that the lock and the area where they were, where the documents were kept, should be upgraded. And of course, as a president, when President Donald Trump was President Donald Trump, he was a classification authority, which means that he could declassify or classify anything he wanted to. And so the documents that he had, which, you know, remember the media hysteria, the left-wing media, that, nuclear codes and all kinds of stuff, turned out to be a little less serious than something like that. Classified nonetheless because of the material and the correspondence and things. And you saw the pictures. You really didn't see classified documents. You saw the classified document covers laid out there, like would be common with the top secret or secret or even confidential, especially SCI material. And I know a thing or two about classified material because in the United States Air Force, one of the things I did was handle loads of classified classified material. I've handled personally thousands of classified top secret SCI materials, and so I do know a thing or two about handling them. And so they were kept under lock and key, basically in what's called a skiff that had been set up for President Trump. And a skiff is a sensitive compartment information facility. And, you know, the materials were well guarded. Now we find out that Biden has a bunch of SCI material, especially compartment information, that it was sitting in an unguarded office, basically. I think they said it was locked in a drawer or something. It wasn't in a skiff. There's no reason that it should have been there, and a tremendous breakdown in security. And now we find out that not only did he have a few little documents there, he had a box of them out in his garage next to his Corvette. He even admitted that he had them in a press conference, but he said, "Well, my garage was locked." I can guarantee, and I know this from experience, if somebody has classified documents in a private facility, a private residence or private dwelling, and I know this firsthand because there was a case that I'm familiar with where a guy in the dormitory opened up his roommate's closet door. And because he was hoping to borrow a shirt because he couldn't find a shirt and he had to go on duty. And he saw a box with a classified cover sheet sticking out of it and said, "This is not right." Now, it was in a cap, it was in a closet, and it was in a locked room. And both of the gentlemen that were occupying that room had the clearances to be around some of that material. But I'll guarantee the guy that was storing a box full of classified documents in his room didn't stay in the Air Force. They took action against him. And I know of other people, other cases, where somebody took a classified document outside of our facility. The facility I worked in was a skiff. And you had to be careful with what you were transporting whenever it had to be transported outside the facility. There's a whole series of protocols. And now there's a third one. I think it was in his library or something in his home in Delaware. And he's just saying, "Oh, I don't know how it got there." I'm sorry. Nobody knows how it got there. There was a serious security breakdown somewhere, a breach in security. I'm reminded of Sandy Berger during the Obama administration, who was stuffing classified documents in his pants in the I believe it was in the Library of Congress. He had access to some classified materials that were stored there, and he either made copies or took the originals and stuffed them down his pants and walked out. And when he was caught, he said, "Oh, I don't know how they got there. I forgot they were there." You know, this is really a sad commentary, but I believe God's judgment is on our nation. And there's a passage in Ecclesiastes chapter 5 here. Chapter 4. And verse number 13, Solomon says this: "Better is a poor and a wise child than an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished." Now, let me read that again. "Better is a poor and wise child than an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished." Now, when they tried to stir up a tempest in a teapot over Donald Trump's documents, which he was within his legal authority to have and were stored securely and properly in accordance with their classification, Biden went public saying, "This is irresponsible. There's no excuse for this." I wish I'd have taken the time to get a clip of him saying that, but that was just a few months ago. Irresponsible, no excuse. And now that he's caught with multiple locations not just one location, multiple locations. Yeah, oh, by the way, his garage door was locked. Yeah, like nobody can break into a locked garage. That never happens, does it? But he refuses to be admonished. He is the epitome of the old and foolish king who will no more be admonished. And, you know, I look at this as God's judgment on a nation that has rejected him. Look at California. And I know the reservoirs needed to be filled, but the rain that they're getting, the snows that they're getting, the floods, if you've been watching the videos, and, you know, there's just, you know, the idea that God is not mocked. And they have, as a state, they have shaken their fist in the face of God. And they have said, we are going to kill unborn children. We don't care. We are going to kill them up until the day that they can be born. If the truth be known, they want to kill them after they're born. And they say, we're not going to be it's not going to be sufficient in our bloodlust to kill unborn children who are in California. We're going to let the rest of the nation know that if your state doesn't allow abortion on demand at the time that you want to get an abortion, you can bring that child. And the moment that child gets into California, we'll allow it to be killed, and nobody's going to be able to stop us. And they're shaking their fist in God's face. They're mocking God, and God is not mocked. And I don't think it's a coincidence that we're seeing these horrendous floods out in California right now. Pray that God will get their attention and turn them around. But again, another form of judgment to have an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished. This is the problem. He's reached the point where when confronted with a tremendous breach in security, I mean, the communist Chinese government has funded that school, I want to say the University of Pennsylvania or Penn State, I forget which one it is, but the communist Chinese government has provided a tremendous amount of funding to that school. And I heard somebody describing it as a place that almost is a point where various nationalities come through there, and it would have been a great drop-off point. They're not saying this was the purpose, but it would have been a great drop-off point to leave sensitive materials for people of other countries to view it, whether China, Russia, Iran, where, you know, well, probably not Iran as much today because of restrictions. But when you look at this, he's unrepentant. He's obviously violated his oath of office. Now, I know I'm one little voice on the radio, but when I went into the Air Force, I had to take an oath to defend the United States Constitution. And the oath was to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And as Biden did, Biden took an oath when he entered into office, when he was sworn into the office of the President of the United States. He had to take an oath that's in the United States Constitution. Now the other oaths for people like the representatives and the senators and different things, that is based on the presidential oath, but in Article 2, I believe it is, Section 1, the end of Section 1, the Constitution of the United States says this: before he, referring to the president, enter on the execution of his office, he shall take the following oath or affirmation. Quote, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Now, when he is allowing highly sensitive material, now a lot of people don't understand what SCI classifications signify. This signifies material that is more sensitive than your general confidential, secret, and top secret information. SCI is another level of classification. And not everybody that is cleared to see confidential, secret, and top secret things is cleared to see SCI materials because of its sensitive nature. And the sensitivity of the nature is such that it could do harm to the United States, and it could do harm to our military. It could do harm to a variety of aspects of our country. And as a president that has sworn to defend and uphold the Constitution of the United States, he has to protect that information that can harm this country, and to say, I don't know how it got there, but my garage was locked. It was in a drawer. I just forgot. Unrepentant. He is an old and foolish king who will no more be admonished. It would be one thing. I knew of a case where an individual started out of the skiff with some classified documents. And she was starting out, and she glanced at the stuff that she had. She saw the cover sheet, and she went, oh, no. I almost took this out. Well, there's protocols. And she realized that it could not leave the facility. And, you know, the protocols worked. And it kept the material from going out where other people could get it. When we had to send stuff out of the facility, whether somewhere on base or to someplace else, we had protocols that we had to follow, and every piece had to be followed. We had to keep track of it. We had to know where stuff was. When I sent stuff off to someplace else, I had to have receipts and everything to prove who picked it up. It had to be a chain of custody. If you're familiar with in a trial where they have evidence, there has to be a chain of custody. And there has to be the same thing with classified materials. So where did the chain of custody break down? Where did the protocols break down? Or as a vice president, when Biden was vice president, who, by the way, did not have classification of authority, he had no legal authority to declassify documents like a president can at the time. You say, well, he declassified them now. Well, no, this is not the point. They sat for 6 years or so unguarded as highly classified material in facilities that were easily compromised. And I look at this as a form of judgment upon a nation that has been turning its back upon God. What do we need to do? Well, God's people need to get out and be a voice, crying in the wilderness, telling people, you know, turn, repent. Remember John the Baptist, the voice crying in the wilderness, telling people to repent? He said that the Messiah was coming. Well, we know that Christ came. We celebrated that last month at Christmas time. We celebrate the birth of Christ. But we also know he's coming back. And before he comes back, he's going to call the believers out of the world. And then after that, the rise of the Antichrist, the seven-year tribulation period. And at the end of that, Jesus Christ is coming back, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, to set up his kingdom here on this earth. In the meanwhile, while we're here, we as his servants, we're called to be salt and light in the world. We're to make a difference in the world. One of the ways that we do it is by praying. Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 2, first couple of verses there, says to pray for kings and all that are in authority, that we can lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. And as you go on to read that, part of it is so that we have the freedom to be able to proclaim the word of God and see people come to Christ. Another way we do it is by voting. It astounds me the number of Christians who do not think that they need to vote, who do not think that Christians should even bother because God's going to take care of it. You ever stop to think that maybe he's going to take care of it through you and me as his servants, being salt and light by exercising our right to vote and voting according to our biblical values? Well, these are ways that we can make a difference. And tell people what the Bible has to say. We need to see people come to Christ and win the hearts of people over. And they come to Christ and the Spirit of God's working in their life and change them, conforming them to the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, conforming them to the Word of God, and they begin to live out their faith in the world around, we can make a difference. I know that eventually the Lord is going to come back. Eventually we are going to see the rapture. But in the meanwhile, we're called to make a difference.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.
The preceding program's views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220, The Word, or Salem Media Group.